And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success Morning Coffee on this Monday, February 5th. We are getting fired up right now. It's been a couple days. I took a couple days off. I'm tired. It is one of those deals where I have been sick, and I'm finally starting to feel a little bit better. I feel like I woke up this morning and didn't have the normal crap going on. So I feel a little bit better. But, you know, things happen. It's funny. My son has been waking up. What's up, Nikki? Thanks, everyone, for joining. We are doing this live on YouTube. If you want to go over to YouTube, you can go to Shaping Success with Wes Hankersley. You can click the link in my bio and you can hang out over there and get into the conversation. Trying to make this kind of like a morning talk show for the most part, where you can get in there. But anyway, I haven't been feeling well, and I'm finally kind of getting on the other end of it. It's tough because I've always had sinus issues, and then, I don't know, I may have had COVID, I may have had the flu, I may have had something, I don't know. I don't care to test anymore because I just think that you get sick. It is what it is. And so I'm finally starting to feel better, though, it seems like. But with that, you know, you're tired. I'm tired. Like this morning, I'm tired. My son's been waking up in the middle of the night, and my daughter has been having bad dreams and coming in. And she's like, if it isn't one thing, it's another, getting woke up in the middle of the night. So it's kind of annoying at that point, but we're getting through it. And just a lot of things going on in my life, trying to make things happen, trying to make things go. And sometimes it's tough, to be motivated to motivate other people when you're trying to find a way to motivate yourself. And I was thinking about that this morning, and I came across something because I take notes. I write notes down on my phone from time to time. And I used to write these little notes and post them on Instagram. Brian, what's happening? Don't be annoyed, warrior. The thing is it's all about moving forward, right? It's always about like, what can you do to move forward? How can you motivate yourself? How can you be better? What can you do? And when I started on social media, and it's funny because I see this is 2/1/20. So this is the very first note that I thought about, and I started writing things down. This is in my notes app. And there was a bunch of stuff that I wrote down. It's like, what are you waiting for? What is holding you back? Is it the opinions of others? Is it you thinking you're not worth it? One sure way to not get what you want is to do nothing about it. Just sit back and watch life pass you by. What are you scared of? What is holding you back? What is up, Joe? How's it going? Happiness will never be yours if you don't take action. Action will never happen on its own. You have to make a decision that you are in control. You have a choice in your path. Stop waiting for someone to give it to you. Go out and take it. And I think that that's something that we have to do. We have to realize that it isn't going to happen on its own. And we get lost in the fact that it's someone else's decision to help you, to make you do that, to keep you going. And it's not. It's yours. The choice is yours. I could have came out here this morning and done nothing. Or I could come out here this morning and do this. And I had to think about it this morning because I'm tired. You know, I didn't know if I wanted to do it. There's a lot of things that are changing. And if you can't figure out how to roll with those punches, then it's going to be crazy for you. It's never going to happen. Okay, so remember that. You have to be willing to do the work. So that was 2/1, and this is kind of the progression that has to happen in my life, right? Like, so we're talking, I mean, this is what, we're in 24. This is 4 years ago. It's actually almost exactly 4 years ago that I started telling myself these things, right? And here's the thing. We've talked about this a lot. When you listen to some of the previous episodes that have been coming out, these are things that I was saying to myself 4 years ago and that we're talking about now. The blame game never makes anything better. you can't blame someone else for what's going on in your life. You have to be willing to take some ownership in what's going on. Blaming others for your problems isn't going to fix it. What can you do to change it? And I can't tell you what I was going through when I was thinking about this, but I think a lot of times that I blame other people, and you may do this too, for the problems that I have. And if I take a deep look into what I'm doing, a lot of times it's me, right? It's my problem. It's a me problem. And I've noticed that recently I've always been saying, is that a you problem or a me problem to the people who are having issue with what I'm doing? Well, I don't like that you did this. Well, why? Whose problem is that? Is it your problem or is it my problem? Are you creating that problem or am I creating that problem? Do you not like it because it's not the way you do something, or is it because I'm doing something that's wrong? So that's how the blame game, you know, will kind of take that. It's crazy. I can't believe they're all here, because what I would do is I would take this note and I'd write it down and then I'd put something in there and then I'd sign it and then post it, you know, kind of like TikTok. It's like we start talking about things, and this was what I was doing on Instagram, trying to grow Instagram at the time. This is one that I have really struggled with the last couple of days. Okay. So one of the reasons that I had a tough time too, other than being sick, was that my regimen was messed up, right? If you want results, you must be consistent daily. You can't do something once and expect the perfect results. So when you spend a lot of time doing things a certain way, and my work life was disrupted last week, and it's weird that this tiny little thing could throw a wrench in my life and kind of just make me feel anxious and give me anxiety about something. But my work truck, which is my office, which Nemo, if you follow me on TikTok or anything like that, most of the time you will see that I post from there. That's where I'm at. That's where I spend the majority of my time. And so you get comfortable and you set up systems and things like that in your office, right? So this is my office. So think about my office as being my truck. And I have all these systems in place of the way that I do things. I have my sample books where I need them. I have my center console is my workspace where I type up my quotes. I have my tape measure and my laser level in a certain spot. And like, I have everything where I need it. So like, I've gotten to the point where it's so easy to just go and do it and not think about it, because it's pretty automatic, because I've done it so many times. And then my truck breaks down, right? Now all of a sudden I'm in unfamiliar territory. My truck is in the shop. I'm going to be without it for a few days. I don't want to set some other vehicle up to be where I'm doing my work at. And because I know that it's not permanent, right? So like that the comfortableness of being in a permanent place that I've been in for the last 4 or 5 years, doing my job, doing my work, being able to be successful in that and having this regimen has made it so that I can be consistent in everything I do. And so I was uncomfortable and it made it tough for me and it made me have to think about it. And it almost stopped me. And that was one of the things that I had really was thinking about. I was like, this will pass. This is a test. This is making sure that I know that no matter what, I have to keep working. And I did. And now my truck is back and I can be a little bit more consistent again. But we'll have those wrenches thrown in your life and you'll have those things that will try to stop you from being what you're trying to be. And it can be as little as your vehicle breaking down that can just screw everything up for you. But you got to keep going. We'll go through a couple more of these. I think it's really cool to see these because I haven't done this in a while, and maybe I need to get back to it. And maybe I need to repost some of these things as reminders to people that this is what you have to do. And it's kind of funny how we see that. Thanks, Brian, over on TikTok for tapping and getting people going on the screen over there. We are at 1K likes over there for tapping. Appreciate it. And everyone here hanging out on YouTube, appreciate the comments. Keep them coming. Let's see. 2:14:20. It's funny that these stay in here. You know, the really cool thing about your iPhone is that it stays in there, right? As long as you don't delete them, everything stays there. And I've had to delete space. I had to delete things in my phone the other day because I run out of space. And I think I'm at 264 gigs on my phone. And the next one's going to be like the 540 or whatever, the bigger one, because I need more space because it has all my pictures and all that stuff in it. And I know that I can take and back it up and put it somewhere, but I don't. So it's there. I want to go back and look at this stuff like this. It's kind of crazy. It's like having a photo album when you go and find them. But you reap what you sow. Treat people like you want to be treated. It's a basic life skill. If you're an asshole, people are going to think you're an asshole. They're going to treat you like one, just like you treat them like one. It's pretty simple. Treat others how you want to be treated. And if you're a jerk about things, and if you don't take the time to be a good human being, it's going to be that way. Those people are going to be back, and don't wonder why people are treating you like shit when you treat them like shit. Really simple. Okay? How many times have you had that going on in your life? 216. This is funny. Like I said, it's amazing that I just opened this up and I just like, what happened? Here's what happened. I want to tell you what happened. This is where this stuff all popped up. I wrote a note down this morning. I haven't even started talking about it, what I was thinking about talking about this morning yet. But I took my phone and I set it down on my keyboard and it hit the arrow. And I was still on the notes thing on my Mac. And it just started scrolling on its own because my phone was on the down arrow. And I'm not going to go through all of these today, but I'm going to go through some of them. And maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about it because I think that there's some really good things. Brian, thanks for hanging out. I appreciate you getting it going over there on TikTok. Have a good day. But these kind of just all popped up just by my phone hitting. So I feel like it's kind of like one of those things. Well, there you go. Let's talk about it. To be successful in life, no matter what that means to you, because we all talk about success, right? Success is defined by you. That requires you to show up. You can't gain anything without that initial attempt. If you want something, you have to go get it. You have to show up for yourself. You can't just expect it to happen. You can't just expect for things to happen on their own. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. There's things in my life that I've been going through that I'm trying to not force it, but put the right things in place in action to keep them going. Okay. So you have to show up. You have to attempt. You have to work at it. If there is something that you want, you have to do the work. What are you doing to do that work? Okay. We'll do one more of these and then I'm going to talk to you about what I read this morning and what made me really think this morning. Dwelling on the past gains nothing. Don't give the past control over you. A lot of us think that because of what happened in our past that we can't do certain things, okay? It stops us. And I've talked about this a lot before where you have to be willing to take whatever that past thing is that happened to you that stopped you and think about the lesson and what it meant for you. Why did it change? How did you use what happened to you to get where you wanted to get? Okay. So the past, you may have made a mistake, but that doesn't mean that you're stopped, that you can't keep moving forward, that you can't keep doing things. Anyway, use it as fuel. Think about what you did, how you changed it, and what happened. I think about this a lot with relationships. I've been married for damn near 24 years now. And to tell you that means that I got married when I was 19. So I dated from like 15, you know, I had some girlfriends in middle school, but like, let's just say that my dating career was in high school, right? And I dated a bunch of different girls. And what happened was the first one, there was these things wrong. The second one, there was these things wrong. The fourth one, there was these things wrong. And the minute that things started working out the best was when I decided that I didn't want to have to change whoever it was that I found. Like, I was accepting them for who they were, but I couldn't accept those first people for who they were. There was nothing wrong with them, but they showed me what I was looking for to find what I have now. And they were mistakes, right? Because they're not, they weren't what I was actually really looking for, but they helped me. They taught me that this was what I was not looking for. So I knew what to look for. Okay. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is that this morning I was scrolling through Facebook. Okay. And I live in Boise, Idaho, and there's this thing called Boise Food Finds, right? And everyone's a critic, right? So basically what it is there's a lot of people who are like, oh, these are great places to eat. They talk about the service. They talk about the food. They talk about why they liked it. And I thought it was funny because someone jumped on there. And this is what I knew. I knew going into this comment, I looked at it. Someone posted a picture of Flying Pie Pizza talking about how they've been on a keto diet for 3 months and or for 3 weeks and they've lost a certain amount of pounds and that they had a cheat day and their cheat was Flying Pie. Flying Pie is really good pizza. I enjoy it from time to time. I don't know that it's the best one that I've had, but anyway, it's good pizza here in Boise. I live in Caldwell now, but it's a good pizza in Boise. And they basically said, you know, I've been on this keto diet for 3 weeks and I decided I was going to have a cheat day and I'm going to go back. Nope. And they've basically elicited comments because they've put that on there that they were doing this and this was their cheat day. All they had to really do was talk about the pizza. But I knew seeing that's like the headline, what the comments were going to be in the bottom of it. And I was like, you know what? Here we go. We're going to hear some critics talk about a diet, about why this isn't good for you, why this isn't what it's supposed to be or whatever. And it was funny because that's exactly what happened. First comment, oh, I love Flying Pie. Second comment, nothing wrong with a cheat day. You can have carbs every once in a while. Third comment, there's a better way to get to be healthy than to do keto. You can have a mixed amount of carbs, protein, and blah, blah, blah. And then it just kind of went down from there. Like everyone's talking about how this person shouldn't be doing that diet and it doesn't matter. But what all they were doing was talking about the pizza. So it was just kind of funny where that goes. And the funny thing to me is like, I sit there and I think everybody is different, right? We're all different. What works for you doesn't work for me. And people start to give advice based on what their feelings are and how it affected them. And so you have to remember that even though someone tells you that something is not right for you, doesn't mean that it doesn't work. Okay. It doesn't mean that you're unhealthy. What works for me is not going to work for you necessarily. There's a lot of differences in between bodies. There's a lot of differences between what happens with what you eat and how you do it and all those things. And it's just funny to me how everyone can be a critic and everyone automatically has done research and how they relate that to their life. And then they start attacking someone based on what they're doing and not what it was about. And that's why you can't always listen to people who are critical of you. You can listen to them and they can tell you things, but they don't know you. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know who you are. They know what you're talking about at this point in life, but they don't know about the timeline that you've started on. So remember that. Remember that even though you're on this path and someone else has been there, doesn't mean that they are you and that they should tell you how to live your life and that you have to listen to them. Okay. So that's everyone's a dietitian. Exactly. Everyone's a dietitian. Everyone knows everything that is best for them. And I can tell you this myself. That person is bashing the keto diet. I've lost over 100 pounds doing the keto diet at one point in my life. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad for you. You know what was bad for me? Being 350 pounds was bad for me. So it may not have been a good, you know, it may or may have not been a good diet. It doesn't matter. I lost the weight and I'm in a more healthy person because I lost the weight. Now, does it work the same as it used to? Nope. So does that mean I have to try something different? Yep. And I'm still a healthy person. So it just doesn't matter. It depends on whatever it is. That's all there is to it. Anyway, I'm an eatitician. It doesn't matter. Do what makes you happy. Do what works for you. Success is generated by you, but don't let other people hold you back because they've decided that they know better than you do. All right. I'm going to leave you with that. I have got to go. I got the kids today. My wife is just about done getting ready, and I've got to go get ready so I can get them ready for school. But we'll go through more of these tomorrow. It's amazing that this kind of popped up, and kind of feel like I need to start doing these again. But maybe I'll repost all of them and see what happens, see what kind of drive I get from that. Thanks to our patrons, Nikki and Anna, and our TikTok subscribers, Nikki and Michelle. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.